Was it good?
Yes, it was good.
Yeah.
It was better then than it is now.
Yeah. They used to, because it was homemade then.
Homemade.
Can you buy it now?
Yeah, you can buy it out the store.
Yeah. Okay. What do you call the hard thing in the middle of a cherry, the little tiny?
Seed.
And in the center of a peach, is it the same?
In the center of a peach, let's see what we call that. We didn't call that, see, I believe we call that the kernel. I believe that's what we call them,
okay.
Not for sure.
And what do you call a peach whose meat sticks to the seed? You know, you try to break it apart, you can.
I don't know what to call that, but there was one we call.
And the one that breaks apart easily.
I believe that's that's a good brand of peach, the Arbutus.
Okay, yeah, somebody else has mentioned that. As a brand of it, if they break open, somebody said they maybe called it a clear stone or a free peach or free stone.
Free stone.
Okay, and if it sticks tightly, maybe some sort of hard peach, plum peach, cling peach. Remember any of those? Not really.
Not really.
Okay, tell me about the kinds of beans that don't have to be shelled when you cook them, you just break them.
Well, now you got the snap bean. There's two kinds of snap bean. There's one is larger than the other.
Okay.
All right, now both of them you don't shell the snap bean. Now there's some peas, the tender ones, They're too small to shell, and if you do but cook them, you know.
Those that do have to be shelled are called?
What, the peas? If they have to be?
Any kind of beans that you shell to cook.
Well, they would call them by the real name.
That green one, and then the some of them are green, and some of them are white and yellow.
Well, now I don't know, but two beans that that you don't share—that's a snap bean and a small.
Mm-hmm. What about some of those that you do shell?
Well, now you share butter beans, and you share peas. You got a black-eyed pea, and you got a what's called a white pea, and you got a paper pea, so
different kinds.
And you shell English peas.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's English peas.
Mm-hmm. That's that green one, isn't
green
it?
Green one in a little shell hole.
Oh, okay. And what do you call the tops of turnips, or maybe of beets that can be eaten?
Well, we call the tops of turnip, we call that salad.
Did you ever cook the tops of beets?
No, never cooked the tops of beets.
What do you call corn that's husked and cooked and eaten maybe with your hands on the cob?
Well, we call that corn on the cob.
Okay. And I don't think you all have this little animal down here. I keep asking and nobody knows, says that they don't come around here. A chipmunk or a ground squirrel, a little bitty thing like this, shaped kind of like a squirrel but much smaller.
I think some of them people over there had one of those things.
Really?
Little old something.
Yes. Is that with this sort of light brown?
Light brown. They had him last week. I don't know if he's dead or not. They had him over there down the corner.
Yeah, like a pet, huh?
Uh-huh.
Huh. Okay. What do you call a little creature, not very big, that hops along the ground? Some live in land and some in the water.
Well, let's see, with those that on land, we call them, I believe, toad frogs. And the ones that live in the water, we call them